This is Greg.
This is Robert.
We are in Commodore Rivadavia, Chubut. We just arrived here. We just completed the journey that God gave us. Very successful journey beyond what we can imagine. Favor beyond what we could ask for. Pico Truncado, last place we were when we contacted you. We had two nights in a sports complex there because the roof of the church had been blown off earlier. But that was very successful. Actually, other pastors came in there and heard us and gave us some invitations to come whenever God sends us to their place to minister and bless their churches. From there, we went on to a city called Los Antiguos with a lake about the size of one of the Great Lakes, huge lake, second biggest lake in Latin America, and I'll let Robert tell you about that.
The lake was very significant in that it had salmon in the lake, and I had had two dreams several months ago concerning salmon dreams, and salmon being caught. Salmon were bigger size, smaller size, and then we come to this place where that is the big fish in that lake, and I wouldn't have thought about salmon being in Argentina, but it was a confirmation that we were right on target, right where we were supposed to be, and that's where we had Easter Sunday, and that church was full, and I didn't see really anywhere else for anybody to sit. We gave the unity message, we talked about the last hour. It was confirmation to a group of pastors who had come to hear us, and some of the pastors were from outside the city, and they were getting ready to form a pastors' union. The message hit right home with these people, and that gave invitations to us when we come back to go to these different places. And I think that it was one of the most exciting things that I had seen was how the people gathered around and just confirmed what God was doing.
Los Antiguos means the ancient ones. It was the place where the Indians, when they felt like it was their time to go from all over Patagonia, would go to this city up in the mountains near the Andes, and that's where they go to die. It's right on the border with Chile, but it was I think it was kind of significant that our journey ended there, too, in this beautiful place. We had a pastor that came over from Chile who invited us into there, but we knew we wouldn't covered to go into there at this time. We think that'll happen later on. One interesting note along the way, every single time we had stayed a hotel room, we got room 303. We figured the odds to that, according to the number of rooms in each building, each hotel, came out to 78 million to one. Then we thought about the significance of 303. We realized we had preached at three different congregations in Chubut and three different congregations in Santa Cruz, which we thought was very significant with Commodore Rivadavia as our base point. Pretty amazing how God works and how he gave little signs along the way that we were right where we were supposed to be. Got amazing favor, doors open everywhere, many people touched, tons of people just said we gave them lots of confirmations of their callings and what they thought they were supposed to do. So God worked amazing. Thank you. I'll give you back to Robert here.
We'll be leaving tomorrow night from here and going into Buenos Aires, which then Thursday evening we will be flying back to the United States. So stay in there with us because we're coming home, people.
Thanks for all your prayers and intercession. The doors were kicked wide open, just incredibly beyond what we could ask or think.
Bye.